other changes that had been made since their days as teenage campers. It must be quite a draw for these folks to have a bulk store now. And look at how many cars are in the parking lot there, Andy remarked. Karen, however, was inhaling too deeply to reply. I smell pie, she whispered giddily. And look way up on the hill, at that pasture where the sheep are grazing. What a picture that makes. Andy nodded, focused on the rustic timbered lodge building they were approaching. That porch hasn't changed a bit, she murmured. I still remember the night Denny Wilbury kissed me on that swing. Yah, Karen said with her best Pennsylvania Dutch accent. But we can't be talking about past stuff like that. According to our story, we've never been to Promise Lodge, remember? Now, get your act together, because once we walk inside, we become Annie Stoltzfus and Karen Yoder for the next 7 days. Andy, now Annie, smoothed the front of her deep green cape dress, nodding nervously as Karen reached for the doorknob. When they stepped into the lobby, they gazed upward with wistful smiles, taking in the grand old space that was 2 stories high with an elaborate chandelier made of deer antlers. Ahead of them, the double curved staircase took their memories up to the level where they'd bunked so many summers as kids. But it was the tantalizing aromas of sweet fruit, pastry, and spices that made them close their eyes in anticipation. Camp food never smelled this good, Andy whispered. Karen giggled. And you can bet they don't get their pie fillings from those big gallon cans either. Shall we let them know we're here? As they passed through the huge dining room at the right, between the long wooden tables Karen remembered very well, because she'd secretly carved her initials on one of them, a wave of nostalgia washed over her. Everything seemed smaller than she remembered. Yet it did her soul good to see the way these Amish had saved an abandoned church camp from rotting away and being overgrown by weeds. Voices coming from the kitchen made her pause to draw a fortifying breath. "Yeah, hello," she said as she and Andy peered into the kitchen from the doorway. "It's Annie Stoltzfus and Karen Yoder come to claim our rooms." The 2 gray-haired ladies in flowery dresses and white aprons looked up from the pies they were making at the big counter in the center of the kitchen. Recalling that some of the folks living here were Mennonites, Karen gave them a little wave.
"And here you are, bright and early," the taller of the 2 said as she bustled toward them. "Welcome to Promise Lodge. I'm Beulah Kuhn, and I'm her sister, Ruby, who talked to you on the phone," the other one said with a nod. "We're glad you're here, ladies. As you can see, we're hip-deep in pie preparation, getting ready for a wedding on Thursday. And our assistant, who just came here to live at Promise Lodge about a month ago, is Sylvia Keim."
The woman seated on a high stool at the counter nodded shyly at them. Dressed in black, with eyes that seemed to fill her entire pale face, Sylvia seemed more like a fragile doll than a flesh-and-blood woman. Karen smiled at her, relieved that Ruby and Beulah were already striding through the dining room. She wasn't sure how to converse with a woman who resembled an invalid, or perhaps a grieving widow, in her somber black clothing.
"We'll show you upstairs so you can choose your rooms and freshen up," Beulah called over her shoulder as she clomped steadily up the stairs in her sturdy shoes. "You must have gotten an early start this morning," Ruby put in, gesturing for Karen and Annie to precede her. "How far did you have to come? I don't recall where you live. Not a town I'd ever heard of when you told me over the phone."
Andy's panicked expression prompted Karen to reply.
"Cherrydale is south of here, along the Missouri River. It's about a 3-hour trip, but we didn't want to miss a minute, so we had our driver come early."
Luckily, as they reached the second level a few steps behind Beulah, they didn't have to fabricate any more fibs. It occurred to Karen that maybe Andy was right. Maybe they'd made a big mistake, pretending to be Amish.